stay in that attitude of faith and on the Word of God and on the Scriptures of God until every symptom is gone. Don't be satisfied with just some of it being gone.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a dynamic Healing School broadcast as they lead a special prayer and confession for your total restoration, spirit, soul, and body.
Now what we're going to do today is receive. Hallelujah. People are always healed in Healing School. We've never had Healing School where people didn't get healed. We've had Healing School all over the world. We preach the word, they believe it, and then they take it. That's receiving. To receive is to take. And so when we pray, I'm going to lead you in prayer. And when we pray, you take your healing. Now, it's just us in here today. We're all in agreement. We're all believers. We're all fanatics. Glory to God. And so when you take it, do something. Do what you couldn't do before. I mean, just if you couldn't dance, start dancing. If you couldn't run, start running. Yeah. Do something. Act on it. I'm there. If you can't move but your little pinky, you start moving that finger. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. You take it. And don't let go of it. I mean, you stay in that attitude of faith and on the Word of God and on the Scriptures of God until every symptom is gone. Don't be satisfied with just some of it being gone. No, you hang in the Word of God. You say the Scriptures. And then when every symptom's gone, you keep saying it. By His stripes I was healed. Why? Because you don't want anything to come back. So every day, whether we're well or sick, we ought to be talking about our healing. We ought to be saying, by His stripes, we were healed. If I was healed, I am healed. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm healed today. Thank you, Lord, that my body's well. Thank you that I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Thank you, Lord, that I can run and not be weary and walk and not faint. Thank you for renewing my youth like the eagles, hallelujah. Thank you that I'll be strong all the days of my life. My legs will work, my arms will work, my heart will work. Every function of my body will work. Say good things about yourself. What are you doing? You're blessing yourself. You're saying that, you're saying on the Word of God, I expect to have long life. I expect to have strong life. Amen? Glory to God. So I'm going to lead you in prayer. Let's stand up. Are you ready to receive?
Yes.
Lord, we're going to act on Your Word right now. Do you believe what the Word says?
Yes.
They're believing, we're acting on the Word right now, Father. And we thank You. Thank You for looking on our hearts, our bodies. Thank You that we're restored. And Lord, we just want You to know right now, our faith is in You. Our faith is in Your Word. Jesus is our healer. And it doesn't matter, Lord, how serious one person's situation might be more serious than the other. One might be incurable. One might be fixed with medicine. But everything is fixed in here today because we're not on medicine. We're not taking natural medicine. We're taking the healing power of God. We're taking You, Lord. We're receiving You. And to You, it's just as easy for a headache to be healed as it is for someone who can't move anything but their eyeballs. I'm telling you, Lord, we're looking to You. We're expecting. We're receiving. By His stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, say, by the stripes of Jesus,
I was healed.
If I was healed,
I am healed.
And I call myself healed. In Jesus' name.
Father,
I receive my healing.
Now.
In Jesus' name. I command my body to be healed. Now you speak to whatever's in your body that needs to be straightened out. Now, just say it. Everybody say it now, what your deal is. Call it healed. Call it fixed. Rebuke every symptom in Jesus' name. Rebuke the name of whatever it is you have. And if you don't know what it is, just say, I'm healed of every sickness and every disease. Father, we thank you that we are healed. We are healed. I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every malfunction, every part of a body that's not working. And I command you in Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, we take our healing. We take it. I myself am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I have energy. I have strength. I am healed. I'm pain free. Glory to God. I'm disease free. Say good things about yourself now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
When we were going through, Glory was leading us by revelation of the Spirit. I heard this. I know it was true in my life, but then I heard it just dramatically.
Praise God.
See, Jesus wants you healed worse than you want to be
healed.
Yes, he does.
That's the truth.
His compassion is just overwhelming in his desire for you to have what he went to the cross
for
you to get.
That's right.
Now, I heard this. Have the people repent for causing things not to be right in their bodies.
Yeah.
Well, immediately I knew what he was talking about. Gloria talked today about unforgiveness. And that causes malfunction in your body. But that's not the only thing. The Lord may have been dealing with you about something as simple as, like, you ought to be drinking more water.
That's true.
Your body was created to drink water. It wasn't made to create all these water substitutes, drink all these water substitutes.
That's right.
And you just refused to do it. Did you know cancer can be the result of somebody that is so horribly acidic? Cancer can't survive in an alkaline environment. It has to have an acidic environment to exist. And that is a, but you don't, cancer is not contagious. It is self-induced.
That's true.
So what happens? When you repent, in 1 John it said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I mean, once he moves like that, all of that junk behind you, he'll open the way for healing to come right on into your body. When you repent and say, Lord, I'm going to start doing whatever it is he's leading you to do. I'm going to start drinking water. I am going to forgive. I'm going to walk in this. I'm going to eat proper foods. I'm going to get some exercise. I'm going to get sleep at night. I was created to rest 52 days a year. One day out of seven, you're supposed to give rest to your body. And the Lord got on me, said, you don't rest 52 days in 5 years. Well, I had to repent, even though I was spending my time working for him. That's no excuse.
No, you still have to.
I was working for him, but part of my job for him should have been to rest. Huh? So I thought I was working for him all the time. I'm working against him. Because I was going crosswise of that day of rest every week. And I said, I'm going to start resting. I'm going to start sleeping. If I had to go to sleep by faith. And that's what I had to learn how to do. And so I had to repent. I had to start doing things, certain things that my body required. I knew better. I just didn't want to do it. Well, that's rebellious and it's pride. That's enough not only to make you sick, but keep you from receiving your healing. So all he said to me today was, repent. Repent of that. Lord, whatever I've been doing that's causing my body not to be healthy, causing my mind not to be healthy, I repent and I receive. I repent and I receive. I say it, I repent and I receive. Now there's a flood of the healing power of God right there. I repent and I receive. I repent and I receive.
Praise God. I repent and I receive.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
Thank hallelujah. You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Now,
bless you, Lord.
I went through all of that. But my goodness, what a better thing it would have been. I could have saved myself all that pain. I could have saved myself all that time of having to take hold of my faith and just battle my way back into good health. I could have saved myself a lot of problems if I'd just done what I knew to do back there 25 years ago and started being obedient to God. But hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
yes. I began to walk in repentance, praise God. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, it's good to be well.
Yes.
It's good to be strong.
Hallelujah.
It's good not to be carrying around that 40, 50 pounds of overweight on me. Praise the Lord. Say, Bro Copeland, how'd you get it off? Well, I'll tell you, the first step, you get before the Lord and you repent. Get before the Lord and he'll begin to talk to you and he'll take you to his word and he'll begin to show you how all of these things come together.
Yeah.
Quit paying attention to TV commercials about how to lose weight, how to get rid of high blood pressure, and
how to pull a truck with putty. You can't believe that.
Huh?
That commercial where you can pull a truck with this putty, you know, you put this putty on it. You can believe this.
I'll tell you something else you can't believe. It's not your fault you're fat. All you have to do is take these pills. Until you come to the truth, it is my fault, and I have to repent and do something about it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just get honest with yourself, get honest with God, and he'll get in there, and he'll get your health back for you, and you can walk in good health and good healing, and then you go help somebody
yes,
else get
amen.
Them healed too. Praise
amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
That's just the way it works, praise
God.
It isn't your fault. Yes, it is. And I had to look at my ugly self in the mirror and say, it's you, buddy. It's you. You can't blame this stuff on anybody else. I don't care how they mistreated you. They didn't eat this stuff for you. Did you know you can't sin for somebody else? You sin for your own gratification. Well, I didn't get off.
Oh,
on
that's
that.
Good stuff.
But that's right where we are right now in this service. We came right up to that place where he said, settle that thing. And he said, I'll show them later what they need to do. But just repent and receive.
And be listening. Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God. Repent and receive. I repent, Lord. Praise God.
Yes.
I put myself in this place. I make the quality decision. These things with your help are changing in my life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
I repent
you,
and I receive.
You know, the Lord's been on me about drinking water. And with water, you have to, it's not like you get thirsty. But people that drink like a dozen Cokes a day or something, they don't even have to think about it. They get reminded of it. If it's something that's unhealthy or something with sugar in it, you just naturally think about it. But with water, you just have to do it out of obedience.
When the Lord began to deal with us about this, I spent some quality time praying about it. I said, why is it that I could go drink gallons of this junk and I sit down here and drink a glass and a half of water and I have to force it down? He said, did you notice in my word that water is a type of the Holy Ghost? Oh.
I never had thought of that.
I said, oh, Jesus. Yeah, it is. He said, water's not addictive. Said, my spirit's not addictive. He's not going to press and push himself on you. He's not going to force you to want him.
That's right.
He's not going to force you to pray in the spirit. He's not going to push you and force you to do these things. He'll remind you. He's there for you. But you have to invite him because he is the perfect gentleman. Water is a type of him. You have to make the decision, but I'll tell you, when you make the decision, there's a whole lot of pains and sickness and disease that are brought about and caused by dehydration, and it just ain't going to get it drinking all this junk when you ought to be doing things like this. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There was a lot of things that the Lord was trying to get through to me because of little stupid disobediences through the line. I knew better, and I heard people say better. I just didn't want to hear it. Well, hear it anyway.
I guess that's like the difference in watching television or spending time in the Word. You don't have to work at it to watch television. I mean, it's just something you're going to just gravitate to.
Yeah.
But if you're going to spend time in the Word, you have to make a decision. I'm going to do this. I'm going to separate some time for the Word of God. And I guess that's the same thing as water or junk.
You know what the definition of the word amusement is? No thought and no effort.
That's the answer right there.
Those things are amusing. But when you get into the Word of God, you're not dealing with entertainment.
Yeah.
Dealing with power. And when you're dealing with power, you need to pay attention.
That's right.
Because there's certain things in His Word that if you're not going to pay attention to it, He's not just not going to let you advance in it very far. How could God turn His unlimited power volume up on your words when you're in the habit of screaming and hollering at your car, at other people? You get mad in traffic. And if your horn was a cannon, you'd blow somebody off of the highway with it. How would you feel sometimes somebody pulled over in front of you and you're screaming and hollering, going on like that, and you pull up there beside them, and it was me. Oh, hi, Betty Copeland! Well, hi, Betty Copeland. It's too late. But see, God's not going to let you walk in that kind of power when you're in the habit of misusing your voice.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God. I've released the power of God. You had your agreement, and people are receiving. Some of them are already healed.
Oh, you know what the Lord said to me the other night? You got to get this. After Brother Keith delivered that awesome message on the power of the word be and what's behind it. It sounds simple in English, but the Hebrew language, particularly Hebrew, and then the Greek language also, is so powerful. It is so powerful. And then the Lord reminded me the way he ends a prayer declaration and prayer receiving is amen, which means so be it.
There's your agreement.
Now, We have to flip that around in English. So be it. It actually says, so it be.
Oh, good. I like that.
Isn't that... I mean, that's the way we're supposed to end our petition of heaven. That's the way we're supposed to end our state. So, be.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it. I believe.
I believe.
I receive.
I receive.
I repent and I receive.
I repent and I receive.
I am healed according to the word.
I am healed according to the word.
So.
So.
Be. Hallelujah.
Be it.
So be it.
I am healed. I am healed. Say it. I am healed.
I'm healed.
I had a lot of childhood illnesses, earaches, ear infections from the time I was about 3 months till the time I was about 16. My right ear was the one that was affected the most, and the ear infections just damaged the eardrum so bad where I just didn't have any hearing at all. I work at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and for a while it didn't really affect my job until I started working in the TV truck, and it made it very hard for me to hear the service going on, the director. I was actually in the truck working at West Coast on Saturday morning healing school. Both Kenneth and Gloria Copeland were on stage, and I don't remember which one said it, but they called out.
There is a concentrated move of God in ears all
ears,
over this building. The healing of ears, the returning of hearing, all kinds of ear damage, eardrum damage, inner ear damage.
But I heard that, and I said, well, I can receive that here in the truck, and just that is all I said, and I just went on typing. Nothing happened, nothing changed until that night, the Saturday evening service. And not long after that, I noticed that it got really loud, the music got really loud, and I thought, oh, that's kind of strange, and went on with typing. And then I realized it was getting louder, and I needed to actually lower the speaker on the right side of, you know, the truck. And I kind of, my first thought was, oh, that's great. Last night of the meeting, the speaker decides to finally work right. And I lowered it, and I had to lower it again, and lower it again. And then I started hearing our director talk to us, and I could not hear him before. Muffled sounds I can kind of hear, but I was hearing him actually do camera calls. And that was when I noticed that something had changed. I didn't tell my roommate anything. I just put my iPod in, and I was able to hear out of my ear with my iPod. I wouldn't even put the speaker in my right ear because it wasn't any good. It didn't do me any good. So I was able to hear out of the iPod, and I lay down on my left side, and I just started talking to her, and she was talking to me, and I heard every word she said loud and clear. And then I started crying, and she asked me what was wrong, and I told her what had happened, and she got all excited. So I made a point to answer the phone with my right ear, and I would keep talking on it, and it would get louder. And I got back to the office, and I actually moved my phone to the right side so I can answer it with my right, you know, with the right side. And it has gotten progressively better over the last month and a half. No matter who you are or what you're doing at the time you hear the message, you can receive your healing. I was in the truck working. I was there focused on my job. And you can, you know, be on the internet, you can be driving down your car, and you can still receive your healing. And even, not even on that day, but months and months and years later.
This is offering day. Did you know that Jesus is just as interested in healing your finances as he is in healing your body? After all, the Bible says he bore the whole curse for you, that the curse of the law was put on Jesus, and he bore it for us. Every sickness and every disease was under that curse. But so was poverty and every lack. And the blessing to come upon us, the blessing of healing, the blessing of abundance. It's the Lord's will for you to be whole, spirit, soul, and body, and in your finances. So listen to this scripture. As you get ready to sell your offering today, it's right that you sow when you receive. When we receive from others, we sow into them, into the ministry of the blessing, the pastor, whoever it is that blesses you, you need to bless back and sow into that ministry. This says, remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings. Let us each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart. We need to listen to our heart at offering times and do whatever he says. Not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. God loves, takes pleasure in, prizes above all other things, and is unwilling, this is the Amplified Bible, to abandon a quick to do, let's see, he's unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, quick to give person. He's unwilling to do without you. That means you know what that means to me? That means he's going to keep you blessed because Jesus has a work in the earth. I mean, there are so many ministries and churches that Jesus is involved in their finances, and he wants quick to do it givers, and it says he'll give back to us abundantly everything. It says here that when we sow, he multiplies our seed sown in verse 10. It's God's will and his blessing. Now, that's what Ken and I have done for a lot of years. We sow and we reap. It's not enough just to sow, but when you sow, you release your faith and you receive the blessing. You reap. So I'm going to pray for your finances right now. It's going to be quick. I command your finances to increase. I speak blessing over you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say that this coming year will be the best year financially and, or let me say spiritually and financially you've ever had. Now get in a believing, expecting mode. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Join Ken and me for the Christmas week special. We'll see you then. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. 2008 marks the 30th year of Healing School taught by Gloria Copeland in our Believer's Conventions and Victory Campaigns. Make plans now to attend a convention or a victory campaign near you. Remember, this is the year of fullness of blessing. A time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Get rooted in the Word of God in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Branson Victory Campaign March 5th to the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Come to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Or visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.